2, the stages of marriage. The simplest level of marriage is the peace of the river. Each marriage partner is prepared to fulfill his duties and obligations to his spouse faithfully, but each lives his own separate and individual life. They have learned to avoid disagreements and to live together peacefully, but although they do not quarrel, there is little emotional attachment present. The second level is the peace of the kettle. It exists in a marriage in which goals are set which each partner would be unable to achieve separately. As they work together towards these goals and each senses how he could not function without the contribution of the other, an emotional bond based on mutual dependency begins to form between them. Unlike the peace of the first level, this peace becomes internalized. Generally, the very nature of married life leads to this type of peace. Neither of the couple can be both breadwinner and household manager. Neither can serve both as father and as mother. Each needs the other to create a functioning household. Running a home and rearing a family creates a mutual dependency and a bond between man and wife. However, the emotion which binds them is of the sort described in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot, a love dependent upon a cause. The marriage is, for the most part, a utilitarian vehicle for achieving their goals. When these goals no longer exist, there is nothing left to bind them. The well-known empty nest divorces of middle-aged couples occur in marriages which have never gone beyond this kettle stage of peace. At a time of life when physical attraction weakens, when the children have grown and left home, especially when the wife no longer needs her husband to support her, there is no longer a reason for the couple to stay together. Their mutual goals have disappeared. As the Mishnah cited above regarding love dependent upon a cause, as it concludes, when this cause is gone, the love is gone as well. The third and highest level of peace in marriage is peace which has become completely internalized. This is the peace which stems from a deep sense of identity which each marriage partner feels for the other. The relationship has become so vital and meaningful that neither of them conceives of himself as a separate entity. An emotional bond has been created between them which has gone beyond the feeling of mutual dependency or awareness of benefits received. Each is as keenly sensitive to the other's needs as if they were his own. Each is as happy to give to the other Each is as keenly sensitive to the other's need as they were their own. Each is as happy to give to the other as he is to receive from him. There is no separate sensation of I. There is only we. A selfless love exists between them which transcends all reason. This is the stage of marriage described by the prophet Malachi. For she is your comrade and the wife of your covenant. He The wife of covenant is a perfect description of this stage. For covenant in Hebrew is bris, which stems from the word bria, creation. The two members to a covenant have become part of a new creation, a new reality. Marriage as covenant is therefore marriage in its ultimate perfection. It is the peace of the bird, the sum of whose parts equal one. How does one move towards this ultimate stage of marriage? The answer is that the peace of the bird depends upon the peace of the kettle, and the peace of the kettle depends on the peace of the river. This means that a couple can become totally bound to each other only after they have lived and worked together successfully. For only then will they have learned to trust each other, whereas without trust they can never become totally identified with each other. That they can only live and work together successfully if they learn to get along with each other on an elemental human level. In the terms used by the sages, this means that whoever sees a river and a kettle and a bird in his home will have achieved full and total marital success. Most marriages founder on the peace of the river. The couple never learn to get along with each other respectfully and courteously without annoyance or anger. Since this relationship is the foundation of the success of marriage, much of this book deals with the mastering this level. This means confronting the following questions. What is marriage meant to be? What are its obligations? How should man and wife treat each other? How can one learn to recognize the needs of a man or of each of a woman? How can one learn to control anger? When these problems are mastered, man and wife can learn to work peacefully together towards their life's goals and create a loving relationship. The stage is then set for the ultimate level of marriage, of camaraderie, and of covenant.